Tell us what's happening then on the streets of Cairo, Jack.
Well, I'm in Midan Tahrir, which is the main square in central Cairo, and protesters, thousands of them, have broken through line after line riotously to get here. Clashes are breaking out on the streets all around me as I speak. The reason it's significant they got here is that normally protests in Cairo, anti-government protests, particularly are very small, and they quickly get hemmed in and kettled by central security forces. This time people have broken through and they've made it to Tahrir, where the last big demonstration was in 2003 against the Iraq war, and that brought 40,000 people onto the streets. It is known as the occupation of Cairo. And people really look back on that as a moment where they confronted the Mubarak regime and they confronted the government. So the fact that they've made it here again today is really quite significant. And of course, there's not only protests going on here in downtown Cairo. There's demonstrations and all kinds of events all over the capital and also further afield in Sinai, Alexandria, the Delta. We're constantly hearing reports coming in of occupation taking place, workers going on strike, sit-ins, clashes with police. So it's very significant at the moment. We're waiting to see how things play out. The Mubarak regime has a very extensive security apparatus, and they're certainly bringing a lot of bodies onto the street at the moment, as we're just now running with protesters towards the Nile, and central security forces are attacking people with placards. There are some people on the floor, so it's all going on around me. It remains to be seen at this stage just how significant this will be and whether other people who have a lot of hostility to the Mubarak regime but don't necessarily feel brave enough to take to the street will be emboldened by the scenes we're seeing. So we'll wait and see.
And what do people ultimately hope to achieve from today's protests?
Well, it's an interesting one because the organisers behind today's protests, which are actually quite a decentralised set of events, issued three main demands, which were the sacking of the Interior Minister, the cancellation of the country's emergency law, which has suspended civil liberties perpetually for the past 29 years, and finally the imposition of two-term limit presidency. Now, Hosni Mubarak is one of the Middle East's longest-serving autocrats, been in power for almost 50 years now, so that's clearly bring an end to his rule if it was implemented. And but there's a feeling in the aftermath of events in Tunisia that this is really about something more into the regime itself. There are several people waving Tunisian flags, people singing the Tunisian national anthem, and there's no doubt that in many people are linked to an attempt to bring down the Mubarak regime. And in fact, the Facebook page, which was dedicated to this event, was titled in Arabic, Day of Revolution. So, you know, different people have different aims. A lot of them are economic grievances as well, so the minimum wage and decreasing living standards and rising prices. But amidst all of these economic grievances and social grievances, there is clearly an attempt by some at least to provide a real challenge to the Mubarak regime and potentially bring it down. Whether we'll see that today, I mean, my best guess is that that's unlikely. But we'll see. I'm just by the Nile now, and I think you can hear there's a big scraping of metal as lines and lines of riot police who are wearing bulletproof vests today, which they don't normally do, which is slightly worrying, are moving huge metal traffic models in front of us in an attempt to block off the protesters, which just keep on pushing through and moving forward. People are now sitting down in front of that as people try and push back. It's called them. I don't know, some of the chants you're hearing are down, down, Hosni Mubarak, we're not afraid. I'm trying to translate this on the go. We're not afraid to lower our voices. We will stand up and be counted. And then lots of stuff about feeling empowered and not being afraid of the police. And also chants at the police, asking them to join the protesters. As you probably know, in Tunisia, we saw scenes of red police marching on the streets with protesters. And most of these central security forces who are here today are conscripts. They're very poor. They come from Upper Egypt, from the poorest part of the country. And people are shouting at them and appealing to them, come and join our side. What is the Mubarak regime doing for you? Not the offer, but it's early days yet.